Trattoria d'Abruzzi was a flavor of the month restaurant in Hollywood, an A-list dinner and after-hours place. More important, Galetta knew, Carmen d'Abruzzi had a very popular syndicated show in which she cooked for her beautiful husband and her two perfect children. Everything was a little too perfect for Galetta's taste, but she did watch the show sometimes. Galetta shook her head. God damn it. D'Abruzzi's just this killer's type. Have you found her yet?
That's the kicker, Hatfield told her.
She's fine. No problem. A little freaked out, maybe, but okay. Same with her family. We've got a unit at her house already. Check it out. Whoever wrote that email never sent it or even finished it.
Jean Galetta's head bobbed again.
What the hell? She didn't send it?
Maybe she got spooked for whatever reason, wasn't thinking clearly, and just left. Maybe she didn't like the coffee here. I sure don't.
Galetta stood up and looked over the assembled customers and staff again.
Or maybe she's still here.
You really think so?
Actually, no fucking way. She's not dumb. Still, I want to talk to every one of these dinks. This place is a closed box until further notice. Do some initial screening, but no one leaves without going through me personally. Understand? No one. Not for any reason. Not even if they have a note from their mom.
Yeah, okay, Hatfield answered. I got it.
As Hatfield walked away, Jean Galetta heard him mutter something like, "Calm down," under his breath. Typical. Male cops tended to respond one way to a man's orders and another to a woman's.